This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. The Illinois State Fair is scheduled to begin today in Springfield and go through next Sunday, August 21st. State fairs have lots of traditions, including a sculpture of a cow typically weighing more than 600 pounds made of butter. Sarah Pratt is the artist behind Illinois' Butter Cow. She also sculpts butter cows for fairs in other states, including Iowa and Kansas. I spoke with her about her craft back in 2019.
Sarah, welcome to the 21st.
Thanks, Brian.
So we'll get to the actual butter cows in a minute, but I understand you're from Iowa. You come from a family of farmers. When did you first start making sculptures with butter?
Yes, I am from Iowa, and I grew up in Toledo, Iowa, which is a small town. And a friend of mine named Carrie Lyon and I were in 4-H together. And although I did grow up children of farmers, my family moved into town, and my parents ran the local pharmacy. So I was tickled when the Lyons invited me to the state fair, and I was going to help show and take care of their dairy cows. But in short, I failed miserably, making one misstep after another. I was 14 at the time and had no prior training in taking care of dairy cows. And so the last straw, if you could use that analogy, was to come help her great aunt Norma Lyon at the butter cooler. And Norma Lyon also was a longtime sculptor at the Illinois State Fair. And so I ended up continuing on with her as an apprentice for 14 years. Before she eventually retired here, and I took over, and then 10 years later was able to follow in her footsteps in Illinois.
It's interesting. That's a very long apprenticeship, it seems to me. I wonder, is there a hierarchy of state fairs? Does Iowa trump Illinois, which trumps, Alaska? Do they have a dairy industry in Alaska?
I don't know about Alaska's dairy industry, but I do know that Norma, being from Iowa, held on to the Iowa State Fair the longest. And I did not aspire to become a butter sculptor. In fact, I am a teacher and aspired to be a special ed teacher, which I am. And so she had to work on me for quite a few years to build my confidence and convince me to take over. So I think it kind of worked well. I think she was still wanting to hold on to being a sculptor for as long as she could. And I wasn't ready to take over the reins. So it was mutually beneficial.
So as I understand it, the butter is not, this is not something you would slice a little piece off and put on toast. It's often reused over several years, at least in Illinois, I've heard in the past. I wonder, what is it like actually working with this media, with butter as your sculpting material?
It's actually a lot like clay. And in fact, the older the butter or the lower the moisture, which in fact, the older it gets, the lower the moisture gets, the more it's like clay and the easier it is to sculpt with. So in addition to just being good economics, recycling, it also is easier to sculpt with the recycled butter.
So we've talked about your work in multiple states. Does each state have its own personality, each butter cow? Is there something that makes Illinois unique? Is there something that officials want out of one, sculpture in one state versus another?
Absolutely. Every state has a little different flair. And we have, my husband is my assistant that travels with me to different fairs. And he and I have really enjoyed seeing how each state fair has its own personality. And the thing that we have done in Illinois that's unique to any other fair we do is we have hidden in the sculpture 9 hearts. And it works well for several reasons. The new Midwest Dairy logo is the silhouette of a cow and the nose is a heart. And it says undeniably dairy. So that heart symbol kind of kicked it off. But since I was a little kid, I collected rocks in the shape of hearts or leaves or anything that were in the shape of hearts that just were found in nature. And my kids have followed on. And so we enjoy doing that as a family. So it's partly something our family does. And then, speaking from that logo, but also the 9 essential nutrients that are found in dairy, we have hidden 9 of those hearts, and they're all around the sculpture on the cow and in the theme aspects as well. And so it's something very special we only do in Illinois.
You are very on message with the dairy promotion. Is there pressure? And we only have about a minute or so left, but I mean, do you feel pressure making something that people are definitely, making their way to see on the fairgrounds every year?
You know, there is a lot of adrenaline that goes with it as far as excitement and a little bit of nerves. I feel more honor, I think, carrying on the tradition and being part of the tradition than I feel pressure. But I think they're, you know, different shades of the same emotion, probably.
So last question I have, you know, we're talking to you about the butter cow at the Illinois State Fair. Are there other butter sculptures you've done of which you're especially proud?
Ooh, I feel proud of every single one. And I do try to.
Did I read about a Harry Potter or something like that in the past?
Yes, my daughters were little when we made that. And it was before they got into really enjoying the books. They were only 4 years old or five maybe. And now they're Harry Potter fanatics, so they kind of want to bring back Harry Potter again.
All right. Well, Sarah Pratt is the sculptor of the Butter Cow at this year's Illinois State Fair, which opens today. Sarah, thank you so much for speaking with us on the 21st.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian.
That's all the time we have. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.